Hello, Dreamers, and welcome back. Before we get started, I have a few notes about the show as we get into this final part of the Sherry Papini saga. This is still an independent one-woman podcast, which means I depend on you, the listeners, to help keep the show growing and moving forward. And there are a number of ways that you can help. You can leave a nice rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whichever platform you listen to your shows on, which helps new listeners discover us. You can recommend the show in true crime discussion groups and forums. You can follow the show on social media. You can join the Facebook discussion group. You can like the Facebook page, follow me on X and Instagram. I also have Snapchat and TikTok. If that's your thing, you can find me there too. And if you would like to go above and beyond in supporting this podcast, you can do so by subscribing to premium content on Patreon, starting at just $1 a month. You can gain access to dozens of bonus episodes that you won't hear anywhere else. For the month of March and expanding into April, we are going to discuss the murder of 15-year-old Seth Jackson out of Ocala, Florida, which happened back in 2011. So if you are interested in that case, then click on over to Patreon and sign up. The links to everything I just mentioned can be found in the show notes. That is all the business I've got, so let's get to today's episode. So, Dreamers, of all the audio that we have listened to over the course of this case, this is hopefully going to be the last we'll have to hear of Sherry Papini. I know some of you are anxious to move on. This is the one recording, though, that I'm hoping you'll take the time to listen to because I think it really shows the exact type of person that Sherry is. And I mean, if there was ever any question as to whether or not this woman is a complete whack job, this one pretty much makes it clear that not only is she nuts, but she's completely delusional, manipulative, and narcissistic. The only person that Sherry Papini cares about is herself, and it shows throughout this interview slash interrogation over and over again. The only thing she cares about is making sure she gets in as little trouble as possible. And she will throw anybody that she needs to throw under the bus to make sure that she comes out the other end of this unscathed. Unfortunately, she is going to be made to face the music, but she's going to try her darndest to squirm her way out of this. So let me play this audio for you in this episode, and the final part of this series, part 8, will be my reaction and my commentary. I'm also going to go over it in great detail because I really enjoyed this audio and I know some of you don't want to listen to it. You'd rather just listen to me tell you about it, and that's perfectly fine because I will tell you all about it in the next part. And then we will finally put Sherry Papini to bed once and for all. This interrogation of Sherry took place 3 days after the investigators conducted that last interview that I played for you with James Reyes. They didn't waste any time at all. It moved along very fast. The recording that you're about to hear happened on August 13th, 2020. They're back up north in Shasta County at the sheriff's office, I believe. And the sheriff detective and the FBI agent who had been working on Sherry's case for almost 4 years by then are confronting her with the information that they received from James Reyes just a few days earlier. Like I said, this is my favorite of all the audio that we've uploaded thus far related to Sherry's case. So let's give it a listen. And shortly after this, I will have the very last part of this series for you and our final discussion and reaction to this whole entire story. All right, here we go.
Incredibly long road. Yeah. But some stuff's come up. So over... We've always had the DNA out there in the world.
Before we get too far, obviously, just like always, thank you for coming. We appreciate you just taking the time to come talk to us. Yeah. As always, your presence here is voluntary.
Yeah.
You can go at any time. And all we want is truthful statements because it's a crime to lie to federal officers.
Wow, yeah. That's good.
Understood?
Yeah.
Sorry, pretty bad part. So there's always been DNA out there, and we've done testing after testing. We've gone out to like the Parabon, which is a private company that does all like the genetics, and we've just hit wall after wall after wall. But recently we found a familial DNA hit. So what that does, it just tells us it came from a certain person. So like the mother or the father or a son or an uncle or however that is, it just hits that. Like somewhere in this family tree is where the DNA comes from.
Okay.
So with that, we open up the investigation. We go into who could it be within the family. So once we started opening up those doors and looking through those the family members and just trying to see Facebook stalking them, criminal histories, just that normal investigation that we do once we start looking into things, we started finding some interesting things.
Okay.
So one of the things that came out to us, is there anything in there that looks
of interest or notable?
Interest or...
That's an awkward photo.
Yeah.
No.
So the table, the picture's a little grained out. So
there's, to me, I see a table there that somewhat looks like something you described to me in the past, and then I see wood paneling. Talking about the room.
Yeah, we noted both of those things back in August 2017. This is when we spoke with you about, and you showed us this picture of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, Sherry?
Yes, I do.
And so when we were trolling through this, you know, Facebook page, we saw just the edge of that table.
Yeah.
Denise got it, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Denise said, "Hey, Peter, look at this table." And I was like, "Oh, wait, you're right."
Yeah.
And it has the wood paneling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, well, where was that photo taken, right? And so we're trying to figure that out.
So,
So
that's led us obviously now to the, obviously this Facebook page has a person, it's got like people tagged into it, so it has, so Peter has a...
But that's still, like, that's still a valid memory, right? Is that this was the table, a table like this was the table you were on when you were branded?
And we've been talking about that a lot because so many memories are so faded now.
It's been a long time.
It's been a really long time. So, like, details and things like that, we did the best that we could to take notes on it and all of that, but a lot of it's really hard.
Sure.
It's hard to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I see both of those from what she told me. So.
Okay. That was an interest. With that, we started looking at different people and who might be involved and just trying to figure it out. And I wanted to show you this picture. And obviously, people can change their weight. People can change the color of their hair. Don't, just because the photo might be a little bit different, as you know, women like to change their hair and their makeup, their weight can change. So that might be a little bit different. But we wanted to take a look at this sick pack and see if you recognize anybody. See these six photos. You don't feel like you have to provide an answer. There's no right or wrong answer. So let us know if you see anybody in this photo that you do recognize. And if you do, we'll talk about how.
Okay.
Keith, if you could just wait not to say anything until that way we don't get influenced.
Tissue. other photos are distracting me. Can you give me another piece of paper, if you don't mind?
Another piece?
Yeah, I want to cover
it. Upside down?
Yes. I want to look at them on my one.
Sure.
Easier. A little distracting. There we go. Thank you.
Obviously, we know they're masked. We know there's already hurdles to come about.
Just another tool, another way to...
Just another... And obviously, because you don't know the people. If you knew the people, then you'd show pictures, but...
Let me try that trick with this one. That's a little bit easier. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it makes it harder when you're looking at, like, a crowd of...
Peter said, different color hair and dyes and all that kind of stuff.
I know, just like I'm trying not to get my hopes up. I know. I would say right here is what's drawing me to this photo.
So on photo number 5, yes. Marty, this is the first one we showed you.
But like you were saying, if someone were to lose weight, that would change.
You're drawn to photo number 5?
Yes.
Features of photo number 5?
Correct.
And again, just for the record and for when you go back, like number 1 is, when you say 3 similar, she's similar to the younger female that we've always described in everything.
This part right here doesn't really match what I'm remembering. But
the
yes.
Hairline doesn't match?
Smaller one, older one.
And just... Because it's been a long time. Can you remind me what the younger one did, like the main parts of it compared to the older one, just for the last, like, clarity of stuff? So for the record, so.
The younger one's the one that let me go.
Okay.
And was the nicer of the two.
Okay.
The older one was really abusive and really mean, and is the one that did all the really terrible things.
And that's my memory, too, mm-hmm. Just trying to reference it for our notes and
so we don't have to say, oh, she was referring to the second interview back in 2017.
I put the members' names in my head, but they're really good. They're not good.
Is number 3 alive in that photo?
Jesus.
And then one more.
So we have more pictures. That's not the end of the road. So like I said, with the female DNA, obviously we saw that first picture that has the wood paneling.
Yes.
And we've got the table, right? So that's ultimately what led us to those pictures, which then snowballed us down the road that we're eventually at and where we are.
So were you able to find where that house is?
Yes.
And what? Tell me more.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
That's where I was going next. How did we even get to that point? How did we get that
based on familiar DNA?
So they came back and said, oh, here's some people related in this familiar.
About 40 people total.
That's a good thing, I guess.
But 40 is better than
you just started going through and then
30, whatever the number
that caught your eye.
Yeah, we started looking at everything that we could. Phones, online presence, criminal history, Facebook photos, DMV photo, what they drive.
You guys are still on.
like you said, Denise, obviously you guys are aware, Denise is at a different location now. She's the one that found that picture. So we cast a wide net to start finding certain aspects.
Is she still working on the case, even though she's in?
Not officially, but I always call her and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? But yeah, she's still working on it in an informal way.
Cool.
So if you look at this closet.
Obviously, there's stuff in there now.
I'm not looking at stuff.
I literally was cleaning papers out yesterday and found that product that you did. I haven't even looked at the picture yet, but I've seen it now. Can I look at it? Yes, I just found the original one of that I was trying to explain.
It's a little bit different, but it's pretty, excuse my language, it's pretty fucking similar. But it's different.
What's different or what's the same?
There's a lot of shit in the photos, but...
Well, let's focus on those two. There's less color. I've done walk the streets with my wife in Mexico. We went to every shop because of the color changes. No, nothing. Not because there was anything new in it. Just the color.
Now, can I ask a question? Is this from the same house? That's that.
We won't get to that.
Okay.
What you see in this photo, Sherry? What you said it looks very similar.
This is. What I'm remembering that feeling, grabbing it and feeling that feeling. But this part is different. This part is different. That doesn't definitely.
So you're saying this metal part, it looks the same as what you remember. But this piece right here.
This part doesn't look the same. Right.
And what was the difference in it?
That there was a lot more. There was a lot more there.
Like bulkier?
Yes, thank you.
I don't think the pictures really show.
Is it more metal or beefier,
if you look stronger, this side of it, a little bit more.
Basically the width of a plywood, a sheet of plywood. Oh. It's like a piece of plywood almost.
It didn't look like that.
Yeah, it looks blown up, so it makes it look like it's that thick, but it's about three quarter inch somewhere.
It's probably half inch. It's
half inch. So. Okay, yeah, this looks big in the picture.
Yeah, it didn't look like that.
Okay, but similar. Besides the metal part, anything else similar?
The metal part?
What about one shelf versus two shelves?
Oh. I think there was two shelves, but now I'm having trouble remembering. I think there was two. I'm pretty sure there was two. I can't. Maybe there was two? I don't know. I'm focusing on this part right now. Sorry.
Sure. So, that's fine. TV and stuff. I don't think you had a TV with you, right?
Definitely not.
where you were being held?
I feel like this wood paneling is too thick, but I mean,
you mean
there
way?
Was wood paneling, but I can't remember something like that being there, and I don't remember. Remember it going all the way up to the window. This is what I'm having trouble remembering.
The window in that photo has holes along the edges.
There's holes.
I just don't.
We're going fast. Sorry.
We don't mean to overwhelm you. We're just trying to draw your attention to different things that maybe we noted. And we want to know how that compares with what you
remember. The window
compared
to the wood paneling, because it getting just, I don't know, I mean, that's probably not important.
I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it, but the obvious is those are screw holes, right? Is that what you're getting at?
They're just holes.
Oh. Holes, screw, nail, something.
Okay. For a board.
Is it fair to say that the paneling, like wood paneling below and sheetrock above, is what you remember, but you can't recall details about the ledge and the difference in width of these?
It actually went up to the window. That's
okay.
Exactly what I was drawn to, is that this is touching the
window. How it meets the window?
And I don't...
Threshold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something's going funky with that. Something
sure.
Seems...
So one of the things that we always noted in the bathroom description is just the weird layout of the bathroom. So do you remember the layout of the bathroom?
Yes. Well,
so let's talk about the best description, and then we'll start showing some pictures.
There's door, toilet, sink, tub. Is that what you mean?
So yeah.
Door,
so walk in the door. First, there's a toilet.
Yes.
On the right or which side?
If I'm...
She's a word in the world. Just in general.
I am. I don't know.
But whatever, you walk in the door, on one left or right, you have a toilet, then...
I want to say... I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I want to say toilet on the left.
Okay. So maybe a toilet on the left.
Okay, hold on. Toilet on the side.
Toilet on the side, and then what's
toilet
next?
Toilet on the side. Sink. Tub.
Okay.
And that's a unique thing about bathrooms.
Yes.
We'll yep. Agree with
that. Hard to change where that sewer logo is, right? It takes some expense to do that.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's the first one.
I can be second. I keep turning it upside down. Now I'm
you don't recognize the bathroom as being what you recall. Do you remember there was a detail about the shower that you provided previously about the type of something on the tile or something like that? Do you remember
there was tile on the tub? There was a crack.
Where was the crack? It's not a memory test. If you don't remember, that's fine. But we remembered that detail when we took some of these photos. Maybe we were just trying to bump it up against what you might remember. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. You take your time.
I don't know. I know. I remember there's a crack. I'm not.
So for like trying to, do you remember if it was high or low? Was it any of those? details.
Horizontal, vertical. One tile, lots of tiles.
Can I talk?
Sure. Unless she touches your shoes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm trying to like get myself there, and
just
I don't,
as a reminder, I do remember when we went to my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. You didn't like her tile because it reminded you of that. I think I said.
You sent us the picture.
Yes.
That's why I would say we.
That's
why
I just want to remind her, because if you think of that, because I can't even think of what her tile looks like right now, but I do remember you didn't like that at all. But I can't remember the crack. I remember you told me the crack, but I don't remember what you told me.
I know.
Or else I'd bring it up. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so nervous of like saying something that's not gonna be right. So I just can't remember.
I said in the beginning, we only want the truth, and so whatever is the best understanding or memory that you have.
Right.
We'll get there.
And my direction is obviously not the best.
So then this is starting to.
So this crack is in a different location than this crack, which is probably better viewed in this photo.
Yeah.
But this is the same bathroom we showed you.
This is
original, the same one with the
Charming magazine on the
Sports Illustrated.
Great.
Yes.
Look at that.
So nothing jumps out at you at that point.
We're not trying to overwhelm you. Obviously, it's been a long road, and here we are.
If we could go back to the closet really quick, though. I remember when you were talking about being chained into the closet and trying to figure out a way to get loose. You talked about working on a screw, right?
Uh-huh.
And what happened to that screw when you were done with it?
I dug a hole in the wall and poked it into the wall.
Okay. Because this is an interesting photo as well.
Is this in the closet?
That's in the closet.
No, it was drywall.
It was into the drywall.
It was into drywall, but...
By the electric plug, I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe not that one.
Showing you all of this because ultimately this is the house that you were at. We talked to the people who live there. We found the house. We found who was involved. We talked to who was involved. We talked to family who knows that you were there, and talked to a couple people that, or talked to one guy who did see you during this event. Unfortunately, there's a lot of truths. There's a lot of things that were said that we have always confirmed, that we've always said. There's a lot of truths, and then there's some unknowns. Like one of the simple ones, like, well, this description of the bathroom is just weird. Like that was like an argument in all of our offices where we were sitting there like this part's weird. But then we find a house with it. Then the all thread through the thing, that's just weird.
It's unique to this place. Like that's a pretty custom. You can't just go out to IKEA and buy a closet that looks like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So once we have all those things and we start talking to the person who lives here, who had lived there, who still lives there, start talking to his family and starting that whole investigation, peeling one thing back after another, doing the same thing we've done for the last 4 years. It led us to a specific person, but not a female. It led us to the car that picked you up, but not an SUV. So there's lots of different aspects that are truths and falses. And we're to the point now that nobody would have ever imagined that this would have blown up the way that it did. So I've been a cop 15 years. I've never seen the media scale that this garnered pretty quickly. How long have you been in law enforcement now?
12 years in the Bureau.
So, like, of the minds, Brian, who's been around 20 plus years, people have been in my office for like 25, 30 plus years, the media attention that this got out was insane. So I think with that being said, some choices and some decisions ultimately changed the original path of what happened. I don't think anybody would have wished the media frenzy that occurred, like, for this event, no matter what the situation, if it was a kid, because the media skewed so many facts. It brought so many people in from the woodwork that if we didn't have the woodwork, we wouldn't have the noise.
And that brings a lot of pressure when you get that kind of scrutiny.
So we'd like to talk to you more about those things, and we can do it with Keith here, or we ask Keith to leave, to whatever you're comfortable with, so we can break down some of the problems. If you want Keith here, all we want is to have the truth. All we want is to be able to tell the truth. That's all we've ever wanted from day one. We talked with you for hours. We've been there. We've done all these different things, waiting for something, waiting for it to break, waiting for us to leak something to hear. Because the DNA came back, like I said, to a specific person. That specific person told us very specific things. His family then told us specific things. So if we can talk with Keith or without Keith here, what would you like? It's completely up to you. And like I've always said, I wanted you to have a voice. I wanted you to make decisions. I wanted you to control certain aspects. I think I told you that on the first interview we ever had. I never want to bully you. I never want you to believe I'm bullying you. I want you to take back control. That's one of those things. This is the take back control of the interview, which I promised you to do the first time we talked, if you remember that. Actually, we were in Mount Shasta, so the second time we talked.
It's been a long road, Sherry, but we just want to talk to you. We can have Keith step out if that's going to make you more comfortable.
Okay, it's up to you.
Do you want to step out or do you want to stay?
Obviously, I want to stay.
Or we could do a little bit of both. Talk to you alone first and then have him come back in.
It's completely up to you. And that's why I'm looking at Keith. I don't care about your opinion. What we want out of this is just is the truth. So we can get ahead of some things, so we can help control things. How crazy things got. So the unknown of if I say certain things, what's Keith's reaction? Because you don't know what I'm going to say, right? So I don't know Keith's reaction either. So if I say other things, like, oh, Keith won't worry about that, he can come back yet. But I'd rather give you the opportunity to hear things, be able to judge it, because at everything, right, I'm saying things to you that are making you nervous. It's making Keith nervous. It's changing the element, right? We changed the tone of the interview.
You can feel it already in the room from the way you walked in to what you're feeling right now.
Law enforcement has always been an issue, so.
Okay. So if you want Keith to leave, I'll ask Keith nicely to leave. If you don't want Keith to leave, then he can sit here
and press on.
And we'll move on to the next stages. But I want to give you that opportunity first. Obviously, everything's fearful. If you tell him to leave and what I'm going to say is benign, then then he's gonna, we can pull him back in the room, like, hey, Keith, come back in. This is what we talked about. So there's that fear of him wigging out. Why is she trying to hide something from me? There is, if there's been help me.
Yeah, there's no trick here. We're just trying to make sure that there's control to stop, because you can't be to talk to us, truthfully.
They're asking you. They're not asking me. Obviously, I would want to be here and whatever needs to come out.
And you can change your mind in the future, too, if you want to change.
It's going to be up, so.
Like I said in the beginning, you're free to go. So if you wanted to chat with them privately, that's fine, too, but we want to talk to you.
And we can leave the room, give you guys the room for a couple minutes. This next stage of things could be benign, could be like, we forgot to tell you this, or, oh, yeah, all these things make sense now. I could tell you the puzzle that makes it all come together, or I can tell the puzzle that crashes everything apart. I don't know what that piece is, honestly. All I know is facts. All I know is certain specific items that will either tear the castle down or is going to build the castle up. And I don't want to tear the castle down and not give you the ability to then fix your own castle. Even if it's just a small thing here or it's the whole castle, I want you to be able to choose that. So we can step out of the room, let you guys talk, because I don't know what information I'm going to do, if it's life-changing news or if it's, oh yeah, everything's fine. I just don't know what it is. Usually, right, we show the pictures because everybody's invested in this picture. Keith do the drawings. Keith's the one who gave this stuff. So Keith has always been a part of your memory for small details. And that's why Keith's been in here this whole time. And that's why...
He makes me feel safe in
here. Absolutely. He makes you feel safe, too. We can continue on. I know you can change your mind.
Absolutely. And again, I just don't know what the pieces are. So if I would say, hey, this is going to bring the whole world down, I'd tell you, that's not bring the whole world down. And then we need to talk alone. I would suggest we talk alone. But that's completely up to you guys, because I don't know. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
fears
later, maybe.
Nothing that we that I'll say to you, I won't eventually tell him if you if you want me to.
Do you want me to just tell him what your fears are?
We would love to hear what your fears are. Because we want to be able to address them as best we can.
I can say a name, and then you can choose whether you want him in here for the rest of it or not. It's completely up to you. Or I can just continue on, and again, like I said, I wanted you to always have control over certain aspects of stuff. The brand is because he went to the store, bought the branding tools, and branded you. the reason why your nose was broke is because of a hockey stick. I know all of those things, and I know there was no sex. I know all of that because he passed a polygraph test. That said, it's not an abduction. She asked me to come to get her.
No.
I rented a car.
No.
Drove up and picked her up. He passed the polygraph test, Sherry.
If that's not what happened, what did happen, Sherry?
His DNA.
His DNA was on you.
There's no way.
Robert saw you in the house while you were down there. While everything spun out of control, his cousin. While everything ran out of control on the initial.
There's no way.
It's 100% Robert's or James's DNA.
We even collected blonde hairs from the room.
Why are you saying it's not James? Why are you saying it's not?
That's me.
What's up?
We were friends. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
And he came and got you because you asked him.
No.
When was the last time you had contact with James?
His brother died.
Brother died in 2017? Before or after the abduction?
Before.
When was the last time you saw James?
I don't know. Forever ago, when I lived in Southern California.
So the last person-to-person contact you had with him was back in 2006? When you were living in Southern California? Prior to your marriage.
It's him. There is no way it's him.
Well, it is James.
The DNA tells us that it was his DNA on him.
The DNA alone says it's him. And when we talked to him, confronted him with the DNA,
he told us what happened.
He 100% told us what happened.
He gave us details that nobody else would know.
And we can call him, and we can all talk about it. But ultimately, can you look at me for a second? Ultimately, we put him on a polygraph like we did Keith. Keith was inconclusive, to be honest with you, on whether he was involved or not. But 100%, James was telling the truth. The questions were, did Sherry ask you to come pick her up? He answered yes. That was the truth on a polygraph. We asked him if the two of you ever had sex. The answer was no.
During 2016,
during the abduction, he said no, that was the truth. We asked him if you asked him to brand you, the answer was yes, and he passed the polygraph on all of those questions. He took us to the stores where he bought the chain. We talked to the friend who rented the car. The car that he rented drove over 900 miles in a day on the drop-off point.
Sure, I know this is a lot to take in. But it's not like we don't know the answers to these questions.
And the fear of Keith's reaction, obviously now he's in the room. The fear of media, the fear of all of these things are coming forward. They're in front of you now. The only way to get a hold of it, the only way for everybody to come together and heal, the whole community has to heal. is for us to be able to say when we presented all of the evidence, all of the stuff that came forward, you told us the truth. You told us what happened. Because you did go in a dark room, that's true. You did lay in the backseat of a car, that's true. You did lose weight. You were branded, your hair was cut. You did have bruises all over. But how those bruises got there are because you did it and James did some. the reason why your nose got broke is because you held the hockey stick to your face and he forced it into your nose. The reason why the brand is in a straight line is because he did it. He described exactly where it was. He told us exactly how he did it, where he did it, how he did it. Only you and I and maybe five other people know where the brand was. He told me immediately. Robert told friends and family you were there. His mom knew that you were there because, of course, it went news and everybody knew you guys dated. Everybody knew you guys had a relationship. So when it happened, of course, family reached out to him. He told him, yeah, she was here. But it said it hurt her. I didn't hurt her.
So, what are you thinking, Sherry?
That doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
What actions does it make sense?
A lot of it doesn't make sense.
Can we talk about those? James, DNA was confirmed on your clothing. The two of you haven't seen each other in over a decade. If you told me that you haven't been in his room, you haven't had contact with him in over 10 years. However,
you described his bedroom to a T.
And the DNA on you was still a vibrant piece of DNA. 10-year-old DNA dies. The DNA that was there specifically was non-seminal fluid. It was seminal fractions. You got that from his house somewhere. So whether it was the bed that you were sleeping on, whether it was the couch, whether it was anywhere in there. When somebody would come to the door and be around the property, you'd call James. James would call Robert, which is those two doors down. Robert would run people off the property. Robert told me all of that. James told me everything. So the only person that hasn't started telling us certain facts. There are certain facts that are true. When we were sitting there talking to James, there were so many truths that were a part of your story that it's hard to decipher the lies until we put it all together. Until he says, hey, how did you pick her up? I open up the passenger side seat. I open the door. You jumped in the back seat. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? I don't know. It was weird. So are you calling James a liar? Are we not believing James what he told me?
No.
I know you're
scared. Cannot believe that it is James.
I can't believe James told us the truth. That's what I can't believe. He passed a polygraph, Sherry.
So did Keith.
No, he didn't. He was inconclusive. And he was involved.
So James is involved. But I don't...
James picked you up. You called James to pick you up. You mailed him a letter with your address. You used a burner phone to call another burner phone for James to come and get you.
You're saying since you're married, you haven't called James?
No, I haven't called James.
Because earlier you said you hadn't contacted James. His phone records show that you do. You did. The phones don't lie. The DNA doesn't lie, Sherry.
His polygraph doesn't lie.
So you can go a couple different directions now.
His story.
I've already told you, lying to me is a crime. So you walk out the store telling lies, and that's a crime.
I think we need my lawyer. This isn't making any sense.
No, it's not making sense, Sherry. The parts that don't make sense are that you're accusing two females who abducted you when it was James. The part that you were branded, James did it. He told me he did. Who would sit there and say, I branded Sherry on her right shoulder blade? Who does that?
And told us how and showed us the letters that matched the brand.
Took us to the store and pointed out the letters. The problem is today's the case is resolved. Everything, the only things, well, how do we prove that you're telling us the truth? How do we prove that the truth is that two women took you, but I'm telling you it's a male? The fact that you were branded is true. The small fact is that you willingly laid down and did it versus being tied to a table. So we can always, we could do the polygraph and try to, whatever parts you're confused about.
Can you go with that?
Can I talk to you outside real quick?
That's fine. The fears of how out of control everything got, the fear of all these things is the reality. And the only people that can slow the train down is you and I. You put yourself through this so when you came forward you can tell certain stories. You missed the, you couldn't control the DNA that we found. You couldn't control when we talked to James, he'd tell us what happened. The story always was hard for anybody to understand. The tragedy that the community went through, the events that unfolded, the fear now of what it all means. But there's, without a doubt, James's DNA was on you.
The likelihood
of being an ex-boyfriend is a problem.
No.
It's astronomical. Then you add in when we go talk to people who've never even heard of us. When we say, hey, what's going on here? They knew that you were at the house. All of them never came forward.
Details he provided, we know you were in his house. We collected hairs from that bedroom. That's going to have DNA. We already have your hairs that you left with your cell phone when you were picked up.
That's my DNA, obviously.
So that's not going to lie either. The descriptions you provided are that room and that house to a T, except it's not a gravel driveway. And it's not elevated. And there's not two women who live there.
But James lives there.
James lives there.
You know James lives there.
So you might as well get out of your head that James is not involved, because James is clearly involved. And James already told us he's the one that did the brand.
That's something that he admitted to mayhem. He admitted to a felony, you can put him in prison.
Well, it just doesn't jive. Now it's your opportunity to say, were there issues between you and Keith? Is that why you needed to leave? I mean, we've read your text message. We're already aware of some issues, but enlighten us if that's the case. If there was a valid reason for you to leave, let me know what that was.
James said you had your jaw broken by him, and that's why he came and got you, because you were in an abusive relationship.
That's my husband.
So were you in an abusive relationship with him? Have you told other people in your life that, like China, that Keith has abused you in the past when that wasn't true? China told me that day two, where there was an incident at a party that you got hurt playing, like, I don't know, Wii or Canary or something, and then you told other friends that Keith hurt you. When there was witnesses at the party that said you just that you got hurt during a party, then you go tell James that you were being hurt, you were being abused, and you couldn't come forward because Keith has friends in law enforcement. If all of that's, is that true? Has Keith ever been abusive towards you?
We are not talking about my husband. Okay. I love my husband.
So why leave? Is James lying to us? You did leave them permanently. You came back to them. Ultimately.
No.
You left them every day at daycare. So it's not like, hey. And James talked about that decision when you were driving down, how hard that was. You left at 10 o'clock knowing that Keith was going to get home late, knowing you were going to leave the kids at daycare, and how much that tore you up on the drive down. You told us that. Then things went out of control.
James and I talked about that. We didn't talk about that before. When I went out of town from work.
What happened?
Why did James come and get you? I know you guys were talking. I know you've said in the past that Keith has hurt you to other friends. Why tell him those details if that stuff's not true? It's one thing to talk. It's one thing to talk. It's another thing to say abuse is occurring. Everybody I talk to about James says he's the nicest person in the whole world. Yeah, he may be a hockey player, but he is the nicest person in the world. He's nice to a fault. I know lots of people. I don't know anybody I'd rent a car for and drive 9 hours for. Keith, James did that for you.
He never was helping you.
He never asked you why. He never questioned anything.
He never put reward money on the line.
He never asked for anything. He didn't ask for sexual relations. He didn't ask for a relationship after you. He didn't ask for anything. He's never even talked to you since.
And yet he stayed quiet until now.
And the only reason why he talked is because we have his DNA. That's the only reason why we got to his door. That's the only thing that led us to his closet. That's the only thing that led us to the bathroom. That's Goofy. And that's the only reason why he started talking to us. Once he showed us the bedroom, and we started pointing out the holes in the wall, like, you used to have this boarded up, huh? And he said, yeah.
Sure, he asked me to put boards up.
There's nobody who's ever going to be able to answer why decisions were made.
He even showed us the letters that were used for the brand and the numbers. I have pictures of them right here.
What is that
that was used?
What did the Bible verse mean to you?
How would you have known that?
Why did you pick that Bible verse? James took the Bible verse. We need to be able to control the outcome and what's going to happen next. The only thing we know is going to happen right now is what you can tell us and what you can shed light on, and for other people to be able to try to understand. If it was a mistake, it was a mistake. But at this point, not telling us what happened, not telling us the truth, is another mistake. It's a mistake on top of a mistake. Right now, we can start over. We can end. We can leave without a dirty conscience, without the what's going to happen next.
Right now, deep down inside, Sherry, I know you know what's right and what you should do. And you should come clean.
Why did you ask James to come to get you? You asked Donovan the night before to come meet up with you. Everything happened at once. You were asking
him to. That's a stupid thing to do.
The thing about it is we were able to prove that Donovan never came up here. But now we can prove that James did. We have the records to prove it. You might not think it was a good idea now, 2020 hindsight. At the time, why did you ask him to come pick you up? Was that an I don't know? What's that? The DNA doesn't lie. His DNA was on you. Your DNA is going to be in that room.
One in septillion of James. I don't even know how many zeros septillion is, to be honest with you.
That's why, despite your description of how far you had gone in the car, we already went down there. We knocked on his door. We took those pictures. he understood that the DNA didn't lie, so he came clean. Now it's your chance to do the same. And if you don't, you're going to be shaking your head later and say, I should have told him what happened.
Don't talk to me like that.
Like what?
There's so many fears right now that we can't even wrap our head around it. There's too many unknowns that we can't control. We can't control what the media is going to do. We can't control what everybody's going to think. The only thing we can control right now is to control that James told us the truth, and that's a yes or a no. What did James lie about? What did James lie to us about? Of the things I've told
you.
What you're saying is it wasn't James that came and picked you up by the mailboxes? Is that what you're saying? There were still two females? Is that what you're saying, Sharon?
At the end of everything, once you had to have known that this was going to come at some point. Costa Rica, or sorry, Costa Mesa, wherever. How do we get to LA? There's a big jump and a leap from talking to men to getting in a car with somebody. But that getting in a car with somebody is somebody you had a relationship with. He told us about the abortion. He told us about your guys' relationship. He told us about things that I don't know if you've ever told anybody about. He told us so many things, and he did it all for you. Nobody else. He got nothing out of this.
And you're welcome to go home, Sharon, but right now is your opportunity to tell us the truth. And are you saying that it was two females that picked you up? What's that? Every time I ask that question, it seems like you don't answer it.
We sat in a room and drew out two people on a sketch, Sherry. Are those two people the ones that took you? It's a yes or no.
I don't know.
Well, you were pretty clear when I asked you earlier, what did the younger one do? You said the younger one pointed a gun at you. She wasn't. It was just James. James was 2 hours late.
We have the rental records from 2016 for the vehicle that he used.
Why?
Because we went and looked for it, because he told me.
That's clear. You were talking to him.
It's my fault, because I'm stupid. I just this kid.
We have to control what we can control. We're to the point, the younger female that you've always described, is she the one that pointed a gun at you? Is that true or not?
No.
You do know. You told me earlier. So earlier today, when we were talking, I asked you, what did the younger one do? You told me the younger one pointed a gun at you and let you go. That's what you said.
She let me go.
And you let yourself go. You let yourself out of the backseat. Never even said bye to James. Never a thank you, never a nothing. Just an out. Yeah, that's what James told me. Until you can start telling me that James is a liar and start pointing things out, James passed a polygraph.
This is my fault. It's my fault that I was talking to him. It's my fault that I was flirting with other men. It was such a stupid thing to do.
Was it?
I had to have my children.
That's understandable.
It's so stupid for
other men, not a crime. Lying to me today, yes, a crime. Big difference.
Telling your story of what happened to you isn't a crime.
And I know you're scared of what Keith is going to say and do, what's going to happen with you and your family. Those are real concerns. But we also need to understand the truth. And you're in the best position to give us that. You keep saying that it can't be him. The DNA doesn't lie. It's him.
You were talking
to him. Now's the opportunity for you to tell us.
Started
talking again.
Sense.
What?
When her brother died.
Oh, sure.
And that makes sense. The problem we have is the actions after the talking, after the flirting. There was a big difference between talking on the phone and getting in a car with somebody. So are you saying that James got two females to kidnap you? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? So if James's DNA is on you... Are you, so either we're still saying the younger girl pointed a gun at you, or we're saying we don't know. You've already told me that today, that a younger girl pointed a gun at you.
You said you didn't want her to get caught. So are we still talking to the female that let you go?
That's where we're at. And I don't know doesn't add clarity on simple questions, Sherry. A very easy question. Did James pick you up? You told me earlier that a girl pointed a gun at you. Is that detail, which one's true? It's only one. Only one of those are true, Sherry. You've told both of them. I've told one, you've told the other. Which one's true? Does James need to go to jail for all the stuff that you asked him to do?
I did not ask for this.
No, nobody asked for this. Sherry, I believe you. Nobody asked for this. Nobody asked for ABC News to park out in your driveway.
There was no way you could have predicted that this was going to blow up and to be as big as it was. Not even God thought it was going to turn into this big. Even when he first got the call, he didn't think that CNN and ABC and everybody was going to care.
I'm going to find Sherry in a couple of days because I found Donovan. I found the people some of the people you're talking to. I've never known about your work cell phone.
Stupid.
But we're beyond that small discretion.
Stupid.
We've talked about that discretion.
No.
We've talked about Donovan. Right? Remember?
So stupid.
We talked about Donovan.
So stupid.
Who picked you up? Was it James or was it a female that pointed a gun at you? Can you please answer that? You're shaking your head no.
I'm not talking to you about that. I'm not going to get anything in trouble. I told you before, I do not want anyone to get in trouble.
Well, you're going to get yourself in trouble at this point. That's where we're at. So either James... I know you didn't do anything wrong. Right now, you're not telling the truth, which is doing something wrong. That's where we're at. James put himself on a polygraph, talked to FBI agents. He talked with Peter and I for 6 hours. He told us everything, Sherry. You told us so many truths because you put yourself through. They were true. You're absolutely right.
You don't want to talk about the women.
So, but the one...
We're saying James's DNA was on you. We know you were in that room at his house.
Then if it was the woman.
Well, okay.
That's why we're asking you.
Did the woman point a gun at you and put you in the car, yes or no? Is that where we're at?
I don't remember.
You don't remember if a female pointed a gun at you and put you in the car? Is that what you're saying, Sherry?
I've always told you I don't remember getting in the car.
But did a female point a gun at you, yes or no? Yes or no? So I don't remember anything. You've already told me that today.
You know who she is. I know you do.
It was always
you
Keith.
You know who she is.
No, the lady we showed you is another Raid. No, I know James opened the door for you. Whether you want to forget how you got in the car, I'm okay with that. But you've already established today, that's why I asked you today, what did the younger girl do? You said she let me go and she pointed a gun at me. We didn't talk about how you got in the car. Right now I'm asking you, did a younger female point a gun at you, yes or no? Answer this one question. Did a female point a gun at you, yes or no?
I am done speaking to you until I talk to a lawyer. I will not arrest her. I am with my children because of her.
I'm disappointed, Sherry.
This up. If you want to keep talking to us, that's a separate story, but you said you wanted to talk to your attorney, so I guess from the beginning you're free to go and you can go. I would ask you one more question, just for your own welfare. Do you feel like harming yourself?
Welfare.
Do you feel like harming yourself?
No, I just want to hug my children and go home.
Okay. Well, you're free to go and do that. If you change your mind, you want to come forward and talk to us.
This is all my fault because I talked to other men. This cannot be.
You might have come in and started talking to me.
Whatever those decisions are, I don't know.
But from a, we can all agree, that she's not all there, then obviously if somebody can do something like that to their body and try to trick everybody, that they're probably not fit to...
It was 4 years ago.
We can't get into that, but I would say, obviously, we are concerned about the welfare. We don't want any kind of domestic dispute between you two. We also don't want...
So give me a quick legal, not legal advice, give me a from a sheriff. If I don't want her in my house tonight, what options do I have?
You have to get restraining orders. You have to get legal stuff.
Jesus. I'm gonna tell her she has to go to her sister's or something. I mean, she's not going in my house tonight, and I got a call. The next stage of this, please give me the courtesy of telling me when you're going to announce it so I cannot be at my home.
Probably tonight.
Oh, God damn, you're going quick. Well, I thought you said it's ongoing now.
Well, we got to talk about that, but
it's going to happen quick.
I understand. He was thinking tomorrow. I was like, okay, that'll be
a good
time. You
blew up everybody in L.A., so there's a hornet's nest in L.A. Mm-hmm. It only takes one person to go in and say, hey, I know what actually happened. I want $10,000. And now they run to L.A. news. It blows up without our control. So, and I don't know the strategy. We still have to. We had to get through this before we get there. But this.
Is there anything you can tell me now? Because I thought you said you were going to tell me something when I came back in.
The person that we talked to down there is absolutely involved.
No, I know that. Everything. I know that. So I've never given you guys that guy's number. So that. I thought.
So that's where we're at.
And then what did she say?
We're just going to ask you to be patient. Let it play out. I know it's going to be really hard, but it also makes it easier for you. The little kids aren't going to ask you as much as the media will.
No.
And family members, your own family members.
No,
and you can look them with a straight face and say, look, they're not telling me yet.
But like, even Kettle right now, I was like, well, you guys can give her a ride in the house. I don't even want her in my car right now.
I don't know what Kettle said.
Oh, that's what he told me. I need to make some phone. If you're going to release it that soon, I'd like to call.
I don't know if I can call you today. I'm going to go from this to another meeting, and that means I'll lead to another meeting, and that means I need to do another meeting, and then we'll be figuring stuff out.
Are you saying you want us to help you with transport for her?
I think so. I don't think I mean, you got to give me a couple. So I thought you guys were going to call me back in here with her.
Well, she has to leave, so she's free to leave if she wants.
So I think we'll talk, and we'll probably... She's probably not going to talk in here, so we'll probably go out to the car, and then I'll be like, I'm not going anywhere with you until long.
If you guys want to talk out the car and come back up and tell us if you need assistance, let us know.
You have my number. I appreciate that. I think I'm handling pretty good. I ain't punching walls or nothing.
We appreciate that.
I'm in shock. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, dreamers, unless you go out of your way, I promise you will not hear Sherry's voice again on this podcast. The next and final part will be out very soon. I've already got it written. I just got to sit down and record it. And that will be the end of this series. Thank you all so much for taking the time to listen. And as always, until next time, sweet dreams.